Time now for the Behind the Badge podcast featuring Lieutenant Colonel Joe Guineri from the Skye County Sheriff's Department. This is your chance to learn about the members of the department, how public citizens can help the Skye County Sheriff's Department, and you'll even hear about active warrants. Here's your host, WMPI General Manager Dan Daggett.
And we are back with another edition of Behind the Badge podcast here on i105.3.com. Lieutenant Colonel Joe Guineri with me. Hi, I'm Dan Daggett. Joe, how are you?
I'm good. Good to be back here with you, Dan.
Well, we made progress. We learned how to do this together with the first one. So now we're excited to have you back and continue our discussion behind the Badge podcast, learning about the Scott County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, again, thanks for having me back.
One of the things we want to do is learn a little bit more about you and the other members of the staff. I know we've talked about later on you bringing in some of the other deputies, but we don't know enough about you yet. We need to find out a little bit more about you and what you bring to the department. You know, just personify you a little bit. Let people know you've been there a long time.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for, Dan. So if you got any questions, ask away.
Remind us how long you've been at the department.
I've been with the department for 18 and a half years with the sheriff's office so far.
And do you patrol every day? What are your regular duties?
I've got a mixture of duties. Okay. It's just depending on a day-by-day basis.
Well, that's cool.
So
that makes it fun.
It's hard to say because I don't know what I'm doing until I come back to, until I come to work that day.
In your off time, you mentioned last week in the podcast that you did taxidermy.
That's correct.
I want to talk a little more about that. That's sure. Kind of a unique, that's not a hobby. That's a business that you do.
Yes, it is.
So what's the craziest thing or what's the hardest thing you've ever, what will be the term be? Taxiderm? What's the hardest thing you've ever done?
Well, I have to think about that. I mean, when you start out taxidermy, everything's hard until you figure it out and it becomes right. A lot easier. So right. Pretty much everything is hard its first time, but then it gets easier afterwards.
Any exotic animals?
I've done some Western game, some jackrabbits and some pronghorn.
Lots of birds, lots of fish, I would imagine. Deer
yes.
Heads, those kind of things.
Do a lot of ducks, getting into a lot of ducks anyways. I've done some pheasants and some different types of birds.
I had a friend of mine who makes handcrafted goose calls.
Yes.
And he would say, when he would go duck hunting, he would say, shoot him in the face so that you would save the meat, that you wouldn't have to pick all the meat, all the pellets out of the meat you're trying to eat. So I suppose the same kind of thing would be said with the taxidermy. You want to be, you can't hit it in the wrong spot or it wouldn't be very good at taxiderm, right?
No, less damage is easier to work on the taxidermist, that's for sure. Less sewing anyways.
Well, I never thought about it. There's sewing involved in there, isn't there?
Yes, there is. So we like minimal holes in our projects.
Does your wife come to you for sewing projects then around the house?
Well, a matter of fact, she does.
Smart lady. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on inside the Scott County Sheriff's Department. You mentioned to me last week, and we didn't get to include it, that you're the department firearms trainer.
Yes, I am.
How cool is that?
I'm one of them anyways.
Okay. So how did you get that position? And then what, so obviously you train the others.
Yes, I went through the training. I've been department firearm instructor probably, I don't have from me, 13, 14, 15 years, somewhere along that lines. I went through the training through Indiana Law Enforcement Academy to become an instructor. And I'm the department handgun and shotgun instructor.
Wow.
And we have another instructor that does handgun and rifle. So we both work together on that.
For somebody who doesn't know the difference between a handgun and a rifle, or between a shotgun and a rifle.
Oh, well, there's a big difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it? Go ahead, tell me.
Well, it's the size of the weapon for one, and the type of bullet it shoots. I mean, it's and then range is a factor when you're dealing with handgun and shotgun.
Obviously, we're recording this here on Friday the 27th, and on everybody's mind right now is the weather with the hurricane. Sounds funny to say, but the hurricane affecting us here in southern Indiana with a lot of heavy rain for a long time. Started raining here about 10 o'clock last night, and I don't think has stopped for much, and is expected to rain all afternoon, and increasing winds, those kind of things throughout the afternoon. Does that affect the Scott County Sheriff's Department any?
Not really. We always have our people on standby. Whenever there's an emergency that happens, we always have available for call out. With today's situation, we've had the schools were canceled, so that gave extra bodies on the road because we have our school resource officers out helping today.
Okay, that makes sense. Terrific, terrific. You know, we hope that everything goes smoothly, but I know those high winds have everybody a little bit worried about some of the trees and, you know, structures around the area, things going on. What else do we want to talk about today? I noticed this. My wife and I live above the radio station here around the courthouse square. And every once in a while, I'll see inmates out in the courthouse. They're out picking up trash or mowing or, you know, doing those kind of things. It looks like they're supervised. I'm sure they are.
Yes, we have two road crews that we work in the county and the cities. They're always supervised. There are trustees that we utilize, and they do different things.
Okay, different things around the county.
Depending on what comes up, they'll do different tasks, clean up, mow, weed eat, just whatever we need them to do, whatever requests we have in the community for something that comes up.
Well, terrific. I assume that would be a position that they have to earn.
Yes, yes. We don't just put anybody out there.
Very good. We are, again, this is Behind the Badge podcast, our second edition, talking with Lieutenant Colonel Joe Guarneri from the Scott County Sheriff's Department. And if you're interested in being a sponsor of this podcast, just give us a call here at I-105.3. We'd love to give you some information on it. We're excited to strengthen our relationship, not only with the Scott County Sheriff's Department, but between the Sheriff's Department and the citizens of Scott County. The more you know, the better informed everybody can be. And we're excited about that. And Sheriff's Department, nothing to be afraid of. Unless you've done something you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. No, we're heavily, our agency, Dan, we're heavily involved in the community, what we call community-oriented policing. We want to develop relationships with the community. And actually, soon we're planning on doing some things where we have what they call like a coffee with the sheriff's office or coffee with the deputy. So we're going to be advertising that pretty soon. We want the community to show up, meet our deputies, and get to know us at the agency. Any questions they would like to ask, we'll try to answer them the best we can. Then I think sit down and kind of get to know us.
Terrific.
A little bit on a personal basis if they want. And then we'll have a cup of coffee with them and go from there. And
we like
plan on doing different locations, and we're going to be advertising that pretty soon. We're still working out the logistics on that.
Right, and then it is you know, almost October, and Christmas will be here before we know it. Shop with the Sheriff will be coming around again before long.
We're working on that right now, too.
Awesome. Yes.
So we plan on doing that like normal. We're all excited about doing Shop with the Sheriff, helping the kids out in the community, the ones that need our assistance.
Right. That sounds like just a terrific program. A lot of fun. Do you have an idea how many kids will be involved in that?
Oh, we usually look at between 50 and 55. We've been planning on increasing that number. I don't know where we're at right now, but usually that's the ballpark we like to shoot for, that number.
That sounds great. A lot of excited kids.
Yes.
Christmas and a great thing for the department to do. That's really cool. One and All World Wednesday, something that we do here at I-105.3. Every Wednesday, we partner with the Scott County Sheriff's Department to give you guys time to talk about somebody that you're trying to find.
Yes.
And we want to do that here on the Behind the Badge podcast as well. You've got a warrant with you?
Yes, I do. We had one that was put out the other day. And
okay.
I'll go ahead and put that one out again.
Yeah.
We are looking for Mary D. Bodecker. She's a white female, 5'4", 105 on weight, hair color blonde, eyes are green. She's from the Scottsburg, Indiana area. She's wanted on failure to appear warrant. If anybody has any information on Mary D. Bodecker, please call the Sheriff's Office, Scott County, 812-752-5550.
Now, we do want to say, please follow those instructions carefully and contact the Scott County Sheriff's Department. Don't approach this person yourself. We're not asking you to do that. We want you to, if you see this person or have information, the one thing we want you to do is contact the Scott County Sheriff's Department.
Yes, we're asking for information. Don't approach. Call us. We'll do that.
And, you know, I was going to ask Joe how the public can help the Sheriff's Department, and that's the exact way. Yes. If you have information that you think the Scott County Sheriff's Department needs to know, then give them a call. Don't approach people. Don't put yourself in harm's way. Pick up the phone. Call the Sheriff's Department. Yeah. Let the professionals handle it.
Yeah, please call us. That's our job to take care of the approaching and dealing with the subjects. Please call us.
Hey, I think we're getting better and better on this.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I think we'll be professionals at this here sometime soon.
Yep.
We have Lieutenant Colonel Joe Guderi for the Scott County Sheriff's Department with us on Behind the Badge podcast. This has been episode number 2. We look forward to doing number 3. We'll have this online for you soon right here on i1053.com.
This has been the Behind the Badge podcast featuring Lieutenant Colonel Joe Guderi from the Scott County Sheriff's Department and WMPI General Manager Dan Daggett. Tune in next time for more information on members of the department, how public citizens can help the Scott County Sheriff's Department, and active warrants.